At White House Landing, McClellan, primed by inaccurate informant reports Pinkerton's team provided, began firing off telegrams to Washington warning that Johnston's well-disciplined force of between 140,000 and 160,000 men intended to ferociously fight the Union Army, which he claimed was half that number. Lincoln didn't believe the numbers. Nevertheless, he approved marching McDowell's corps south to link up with the right wing of McClellan's army north of Richmond. But the move again came with a condition. McDowell's corps, while it moved south, must always remain between the Confederate capital and the Union capital, so it would be in a position to protect Washington. Lincoln's fear of a defenseless Washington remained unabated. Robert E. Lee, now serving as Davis's principal military counselor, devised a plan to stroke that fear in order to halt reinforcements coming to McClellan. The Shenandoah Valley, then one of the world's most beautiful and agriculturally productive regions, stretched southwest to northeast through western Virginia, bordered by the Blue Ridge Mountains on the east and the Allegheny Range on the west. The strategically important valley afforded the Confederate Army not only a vast granary to feed its soldiers, but also a shielded corridor for invading Maryland, Pennsylvania, and the back door of Washington, D.C. As McClellan moved up the peninsula, the Lincoln administration worried about the whereabouts and intentions of Confederate Major General Thomas Jonathan Stonewall Jackson, a humorless, secretive disciplinarian, almost fanatically religious, who earned his nickname in the Manassas Battle. Early in May, Lee ordered Jackson, who had been on guard in the Shenandoah against Union General Nathaniel P. Banks, to move on Banks in order to make Lincoln believe that the Confederates planned to attack Washington. Jackson's Shenandoah campaign was a masterpiece in diversion. For a month and a half, his reinforced army of 17,000 men outmaneuvered three separate Union forces that totaled 33,000, at one point reaching near the Potomac at Harper's Ferry. Alarm bells sounded in Washington. Recruiting stations reopened. Lincoln, camped in the War Department's telegraph office moving units about, suspended McDowell's move south on May 24th and ordered his 20,000 men to join Western forces in protecting Washington and crushing Jackson in the valley. McClellan, incensed once more, argued that Jackson had no intention of striking Washington, and as a result of baseless fear for the city's safety, Lincoln withheld regiments he needed to defeat Johnston.